What's up? How y'all doing today? How is everybody? I pray you guys are having a prosperous day. I pray you guys are learning and you guys are growing and that you are not considering the bad as a mistake, but you're taking it as a lesson learned. Listen, not everything is a mistake. Not everything is something that you can get upset and just fumble and say you drop the ball over and call this whole day a bad day. It's a lesson learned, okay? So I'm going to try to be quick with you guys, 15 minutes at least. I got to go get my son soon from school here. So I want to talk with you guys. Yesterday we discussed, a little recap, we discussed about how you want to make sure that you're treating your business like a business, because when you're paying attention to it and you're treating it like a business, it'll pay you like a business, okay? So is your business a business or is it a hobby? That's what you need to distinguish and realize and understand. And today I want to discuss, it may not be 10 things, so it's just for title purposes and clickbait or whatever. 10 things they didn't tell you when starting a business. Now, disclaimer purposes, this is me venting. I apologize if the shoe fits. I'm not going to use no names or nothing, but if the shoe fits, wear it. You'll be all right. But these are 10 things that people don't tell you when you're starting a business. A lot of you look at the flashing and the glamour and the glitz, and you don't realize that a lot went behind that. And maybe not even a lot. Maybe they just rented that from somebody, but you don't know. Anyway, let's get into it, you guys. All right. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for liking and subscribing. Hey, I see some people are tuning in, coming in. Let me know where you're from. Let me know who's in here. If you haven't already, go ahead, like and subscribe. If you're in the private Facebook group, it's private, so you can't share it. But if you're on Ken's Corner or on our YouTube, you can share it from there. This is also going to be on our podcast. Okay, you guys. So go ahead, like and subscribe. Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor, we're everywhere. Google, we're everywhere. Okay. So number one, they don't tell you to save your money from the first year of your business. Everyone shows this flam, this glitz and this glamour and this flashy and giving things out. They don't tell you that the best rule, the thing that I did in rule number one that somebody told me and I didn't understand it fully until now. I'm so grateful. Save for your first year. Okay, you guys, this will help with your taxes. This will help with payroll. This will help with new adventures and new endeavors. Okay, I paid for my whole website because I had money already set up for the whole year. I don't have to worry about anything. It was actually 2 years because it was a deal at that time. I paid for it last year. So I don't have to pay for it till 2023. Okay, so when you have money saved up, when you are ready, now I get it. If you've already started business, if you are legit in business, I'm talking about not a hobby. It's still a hobby for you. Okay, I'm talking about for those of us who really have an EIN, those of us who really have this as a business, as a thing. When you first start your business, and you didn't do it, and now you're into year two, year three, that's fine. I understand. However, there is grace for you to still get back to that point. Save up to at least 1,000 in your business, then get to 5,000, and once you get to 10,000. Things will really shift your mindset, okay? I made up to like at least 88,000 in my first year. And then last year, we almost hit six figures again. So this has been a very exciting year for us because my first year, like I said, what we saved is about half of that due to taxes and other overhead costs, the product costs, all of that. But I'm grateful, okay? It frees a weight. It lifts a weight. You don't stress. Okay. People can talk. People can say a bunch of things. People can have a bunch of ideas and visions and plans. But when you have the money to back it, it helps you move a lot faster. Okay. You can just hit stuff and get it done and keep going over and over and over. Hit the next level. Hit the next wall. Keep going through those boulders. Okay. So I love it. I enjoy it. All right. Next one. Business credit. People know about business credit as far as like, oh, get it so you can get a credit card, you can get an Amex and things of that sort. Yes, but you want to make sure that you are doing the steps, the proper necessary levels to it, okay? Because you won't just automatically get approved for the Amex and things of that sort. Not unless you have somebody who's got an 800 credit score or them themselves had Amex already and they add you in as a writer, like somebody who's an authorized user, okay? Let's be honest. Like I'm saying, these are the 10 things they don't tell you. All right, there's levels. So you have to get like a vendor's license, not license, but get a vendor's account, like Grainger, Yulee, all of those. They give you credit from there. They give you like $1,000 limit and such. You do good on those. Your credit is mainly based off of what you do as far as payment. It don't care about your history. It don't care about what care. It don't care about like your. All the stuff that other credit bureaus care about. The main few things that they care about is are you paying and are you paying on time? That's all they care about. And then Grainger and those places, like it takes like 3 months, some places 6 months, some places 9 months for them to report back to what you do. So if you mess up, you still have time to re-get yourself back good and get your things into good standings and such, okay? So business credit, get that good, get vendors, get Grainger, get Yulee, pay those things off. Even if you're just buying it, like in my first year, I bought it for camping stuff for us, okay? We didn't start our cleaning and our lawn care services till our second year. So last year, when we were in May, April last year is when we started lawn care, okay? So before then, I had bought stuff for camping. I had bought stuff for the house, for prepping. We, like I said, we do everything. You see it on the video. So I bought all that on Grainger, paid it off. Kept the credit good, kept the business credit good. So then there's still it's an expense. I still can use the generator if I need to use it for lawn care or power washing. I still can use certain things, the flashlights and the walkie-talkies for communication. I can still use all of these things if I need to, but I also have it for home. Okay. So we use these things. You get your credit good. Once you start doing that, then you can get secure credit cards with your personal bank accounts. If you have like Navy Federal for your business, we have Navy Federal. I love it. We have Navy Federal. If you have USAA, that's just a whole other story. I'm not gonna even get that deep into it because it's USAA and Amex are together, but they keep saying they aren't together, which is weird because on the websites and stuff they aren't, but then when the cards come in and stuff, USAA and them are together, but whatever. Whatever. That's my own personal problems. I'm sorry, y'all, for bringing y'all into that just right now. But yes, okay. Understanding like Navy, Federal, Chase, Bank of America, get a secure credit card. Put about 1,500 on it. If you can do more than 1,000 or 2,000, that's what I suggest because then you can get all of your payments, all of your overhead costs, not all, but mainly the first beginnings ones. Like I said, your websites and your toll-free number and your PO box, all those things you can put on your credit card. And then you can have where you are staying in good standings with your credit card, okay? So then this builds your business credit. So then when you go for a car and you go for things like that, your business credit is established, okay? And it doesn't take much for it. It really doesn't. Trust me, it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot to impact it. It doesn't take a lot to really negatively impact it, okay? Literally, you miss one payment, it's boom, down. But understanding and realizing how to utilize these things, okay? Another thing, and like I said, this is a rant, okay? I'm gonna be honest. I'm ranting a little because how do I word this? You invest into what you want things to look like and what things to be. You invest your time, you invest your money, and you invest your resources to put together the little stuff so that when the people come, when the event is actually a real thing, everyone just helps make it cohesive and the connectivity is there. Yeah? Oftentimes, we have where people just make an event because they just think people are going to come or they just think it's going to work. They don't have no plans, they don't have no real things set up for anything, don't have any of the logistics really down packed, any of the times of when are we going to start promoting? When are we going to start doing this? When are we going to start selling tickets? When are we going to start cool? When are we going to close tickets? Are we going to have vendors? All of these things. It takes a lot of intricate work. And so they just look at somebody else who's doing something and they say, oh, I can do that. That's easy. And then real life hits and they forget and they drop the ball, all this stuff. And then it's, oh, it was tacky. Oh, it looked like this. Oh, this was that. And y'all have problems. Y'all want to get upset because somebody critiques or somebody says something. But in reality, just fruit inspecting. I mean, I'm a business person too. If you want to be a business, talk like a business and treat yourself like one. What is all this last minute letting people know stuff and all that? People should know way ahead of time on an event. People should know way ahead of time on your endeavors, on your plans. Are you clear in your vision? If you're not clear in your vision, how can you be able to expect other people to be clear in what they're doing? It's literally like, I don't get it. But oftentimes, God will allow us and have us be under people who aren't doing things, quote unquote, the white ray, so that you can do it the right way. But you have to be perceptive and you need to be able to learn that and see that, okay? So, please, in all that I just said, if anything that you get from it, when you do something, make sure that you pay attention to the details. That's our topic actually for this week's Entrepreneur Bible Study. Any man that goes to start something and he does not first count the cost, when it fails, others will laugh and call him a fool. Scripture. A lot of us have things happening, people calling you fool and all of that, and laughing and mocking you because you didn't count the cost. So we have to count the cost. We have to put in the necessary work, be intentional, and know all down to the end, the nitty-gritty. Okay? Like for real. We really need to know these things, okay? So please count the cost. Make sure that you're paying attention. Make sure that you're being intentional. If you treat this like a business, it will pay you like a business. A lot of us see this flashy stuff. You know, I'll go to this. I was cleaning someone's house, and she asked me. She said, we were just happened to talk about my brand, so I told her it was Young Money Muggles. And instead of her saying, "Oh yeah, cool," she was like, "Oh," and I was like, "What's wrong? Like, is that a bad thing?" And she said, "Well, can I ask you something?" And I said, "What?" She said, are you guys Young Money Muggles that, you know, you have the money in the Benzes and stuff and you travel? Or are you like Young Money Muggles who are nerds and have the money and such? And I'm like, honestly, if I could be honest, ma'am, I'm genuine and I'm myself and I am like what it's truly. So I am a little bit of both. And she said, how so? I said, well, you see, I'm here working and I'm cleaning your house right now. I said, however, I have my passport. That was a $150 investment. Like, come on. You guys make all this money, all of your paychecks, and you blow it like that on anything. You could spend Chick-fil-A 5 times, and that's $150. But we don't see it as an investment. Take that 150, hurry up and spend it, hurry up and pay for it, hurry up and put your money into it. Like, it's a no-brainer. So let me, 1 second, y'all. I'm sorry. Here we go. All right, I gotta buy a new charger for my MacBook. How many of you out there got problems with that? It's so annoying. I done lost my track of train of thought. Jesus, Lord, my computer went off, so I got scared. I got nervous. But you guys understanding, okay, and making sure I done lost my train of thought. I don't know where we were. I do apologize. This is live, candid. Y'all get this 101, okay? So I'm gonna pick it up from what I think we're gonna talk about next. But literally, that computer dropping out right now scared the living daylight out of me. And I did not write any notes today, of all days, of course. Being prepared, you guys, okay? Let's be prepared. do the credit. I'm trying to run, rehearse and go back through everything I just said. Lord have mercy. Technology, don't you just love it? I don't even remember now. That's what I'm saying. I'm over it. Okay, you guys, so understand. So I'm getting the computer back, sharing everything, resharing everybody. Understanding how to be adaptable. That's the next topic. I'm just gonna go to, I'm just gonna skip and go to the next topic. Being adaptable. A lot of us are doing things that worked for us in the beginning that aren't working for us now. And we wonder why things aren't happening. Yeah, you were helping everyone, and yeah, you were doing all these events for everyone, but it was for free. So now you're gonna either need to pay a vendor fee and become a vendor for the event and sell your product, or you're gonna have to figure out a way to still get paid. Because helping people for free, I don't know about you, but that ain't what I'm trying to do. I'm in business, so I'm trying to make money. If I wanted to help people for free, get a nonprofit. But I'm not a nonprofit, okay? I'm a for-profit. So because of that, I want to make sure that I'm in a space to help people. Charge. Hear me from my mistakes, like I've said before. Charge. I don't want to get into a rant on that end, but charge, okay? Don't be afraid to charge. How much is your business worth to you? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it, really? Are you worth it? Are you worth it? A lot of you don't believe that you're worth it. And because you don't believe that you're worth it, it reflects in your business. You have to understand, you see yourself where the money is. So if you see yourself as someone who can handle it, see yourself as a big business, see yourself as something in excellence, see yourself as something great, people will treat you as that. Young money muggles, the reason why people treat us like that, we have a website, we have things that we're serious, we have emails, we have where we talk to people. The way we handle ourselves, you got forms, you got submission forms, you got questionnaires, you got things that you got to do. The way we handle ourselves is how people will respond. So, how do you see yourself? Maybe you don't make money because you don't feel like you're worth it. So, these are 10 things that they don't tell you about business. They don't tell you that your personal development ties into your actual business. I wish they did. I mean, for me, it wasn't that hard because I already was working on my personal development. So, it just went hand in hand. And that's kind of how Young Money Muggles came apart because, my leaders and things told me, like, oh, you're going to be a template. And it's like, me, of all people, not me. We have to be integral, we have to embrace discipline. We have to be honest. We can't stress. We got to be intentional and put in the work. We have to realize this. I think this is what I was talking about earlier. I'm getting back to it. We have to realize that you put in all the work, that 10-80-10, basically, you put in the work so that when other people come in, they can enjoy it. Being a part of something bigger than you will help you see that as well. So just as an example, being at my church and being a part of other businesses, like having our business like subcontract out to other people, helps me to grow. Why? Because I see how they handle things. And when people do things the right way, you like it. You'll see it. And you're like, oh yeah, this is something we can adapt into. Okay? Hear me. That goes back to the adaptability. Learning how to grow and go with the times. You guys, we get paid with Facebook for our reels. Like, that's not nobody talking. That's not nobody flaunting, that's the real doggone truth. So when I try to show y'all and learn from my mistakes, please hear me out. Learning how to adapt, learning that we're now in a digital real estate type of world where everything is digital. So when you hear digital real estate, I know a lot of you think of NFTs. I know a lot of you think of Turo or not Turo, Lord Jesus. What's that? B&B, Airbnb. Y'all think of stuff like that. But when I say digital real estate, I say that everything is online now. So when people are normally walking down the street to go to Starbucks or walking down the street to McDonald's, they're ordering it online. When people are normally walking down the street and going to Marshall's and walking and going into Target stuff, yeah, certain people still are doing certain stuff like that, but the majority are online, Amazon. So what is your digital real estate like? What is the image you're projecting, you're portraying to other people? What do they see? What do they see? So when you establish that, when you keep, like I said, helping having that savings, having that money firsthand will help you to run with it. Okay? And so when you establish that, when you have that down pat, and you're able to present things in a way that people are like, either I want in or how can I buy or what can I do? It makes a no-brainer. When you walk past back in the day, you'd walk in the mall and you see Forever 21 and things like that. So it was a no-brainer to go in there and buy stuff, especially if you've seen it in the window shopping. People are window shopping every day when they pass your business on Instagram. People are window shopping every day when they pass your stuff on Facebook. People are window shopping every day when you're promoting via Reels, when you're promoting via TikToks. So what are you doing to put your business out there? What are you doing to put yourself out there? Or once again, this brings it back to the beginning. How do you feel about yourself? Are you so worried about your image and how you look and what the people would say and think about you that you're scared to go out there and ask the question? If I really cared about how people thought I would look, I would not have had countless YouTube videos of me with that bushy hair and that nappiness. Now everyone loves it. And I'm looking at them like, y'all the same ones told me I needed to comb my hair. Now y'all talking about it fits my show, it fits my vibe. I'm looking at them like, I want to smack you. But when you stick true to yourself, when you stick to your uniqueness and you learn how to adapt but still be who you are, it produces so much more, it produces so much better, so much better of an increase for you. How can we go more into this? Let's see. What's some comments? Write down some questions, you guys. Let me see what you guys got to say. Let me know. Let me know. Tell me more. Tell me more. Nah, 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 nah. What is structures that you've used for your business? What are some structures that I've used for my business? Structures. So understanding systems. This is good. Thank you for that. This is good. Understanding systems for your business. Okay. When you're able to set up a system, people can follow it. As long as they are able to understand and it can be duplicated, make sure that it's very comprehensive. Sorry, somebody called me, my operations manager. I had to put my phone on do not disturb, but whatever. Make sure that it's fully comprehensive, okay? Make sure that it's fully laid out. Make sure that everything down from how to order your, if you're doing like a product, how to order the product, where to go to the product, what they need to say if they're telling somebody or like a script, give them everything that they need, okay? So it's literally copy and paste. And then it do stuff that you've done, okay? So that's how you can create your structures. This is how you can create your structures. What do I do? So this is what I've done. So now let me make a position to fulfill what I would be doing. So I have a director of business. He handles my accounting. He handles all of the analytics. He handles the numbers. He handles mainly the marketing side of things. So he's the one that tells me, hey, we can afford to do this. Or, hey, I think you could do this. So now I'm trying to get a car. He's like, hey, get a car into business and do this and do that. He's going to school for business management. Then I have my operations, director of operations, Andre. You guys know him. You always see him and stuff because he's operations. So director of operations. So he's around. I was always going to cleanings. I was always going to clients. I was always talking to people and reaching out and making calls and talking to clientele. I still do that stuff, but he handles the majority of it. He's the one that goes out with the clients. Once I set up the appointments, he's the one that's there at the appointment cleaning or doing the lawn service. I used to do the lawn services, but I don't anymore just because it's sad. I sound like an old man, but my allergies and things are starting to get bad. And as a business owner, I want to be out there, and I put myself out there, especially like for lawn landscaping things. I still do all my flowers and my rearrangings and things of that sort, and my beds and my consultants for that. I still do all of that. But when it comes to the grass and the pollen and all that, I can't do too much of that stuff. So I don't stress about it. I don't try to get too overwhelmed with that, you know? But understanding those structures, okay? What do you do, and how can you release it for somebody else to do? That's a problem. When you have, this is back to personal development, when you have your own internal feelings and your own internal problems, and you want to control everything and be in charge of everything, it's hard to let something go. I didn't get into lawn. We were in lawn care actually first, but I didn't get into cleaning until I let it go and gave it to Andre. When I gave it to him, he was at a lawn care and somebody asked him if we did cleaning. And instead of him saying no, he called me first. And then I was able to say yes. And then we had cleanings. And then from there, it went to, oh, I had somebody else. And then somebody else knew somebody else who did subcontracts. And so they called me and saying, hey, can you help us with cleaning? So then we end up getting school cleanings and janitor stuff. And all these things came in. But it wasn't until I delegated that. I didn't know about stuff. He knew. I didn't know the people he opened the door to. He did. So when you learn how to delegate, relinquish, give things to other people, and you are clear with everything, be clear in your intentions, be clear in your vision. I mean, it might sound harsh. It might even sound rude. Let them know. In the first year, even the first 2 years, because now we're entering into our third year, but for the first 2 years, I told them, y'all 1099, I'm sorry. People want to look like, oh, I got employees, I'm paying people, I'm doing all this. For what? Do you realize you got to pay taxes, you got to hold this money, you got to do all of these things? It seems flashy. Yeah, you can get write-offs, all this stuff. Yes, hear me out, yes. But the fact of it, the reality of it, you got to pay tax, the reality of it, there's certain things that you actually have to do. And if you can't really afford to, why are you trying to pay for somebody's Medicaid? I know you want to fulfill. I know you want to help people, but we should be doing it from a whole standpoint. We shouldn't be doing it trying to fill a hole in us, trying to fulfill stuff and tell people and prove people wrong. Correct all that, please. Because if you go into business for any of that, you will fail. I'm telling you now. You go into business trying to prove people wrong, something's going to happen where you still fail, and you ain't going to never be able to prove them in the way you think you can, okay? If you're going in there and trying to tell your parents and show them what you did and all that, why harbor all that unforgiveness and that hate? And you're gonna be sick. Did you know more sickness comes from inward than is external? Dis-ease is when your body is at dis-ease, is a disease. It's in the word. It's right there. Dis-ease is disease. So when your body is at dis-ease, when your mind is at dis-ease, this is when depression steps in. This is when anxiety steps in. And y'all want to do stuff to prove people wrong and to show them and to be, oh, I did this and you never believed in me. No. Just grow now. It's time to grow. It's time to move forward. Life is a garden, and you want to make sure that your soil, your heart, is good ground so that things that grow out of it can grow good. Okay? Let's be adults. Let's grow up. Yes, things may have happened to you, but it's how you take those things, okay? Just as an example, and this is my last topic, okay? I'm sorry if this triggers anyone, but this is my story. This is my testimony, okay? Learning how to turn lemons into lemonade. Your problems, I said this in my last video, on my last podcast, your problems are your solution, okay? When I was in between the ages of 7 and 13, I was wrongfully used and touched and abused by family members when I would go visit during summertime. Growing up, low self-esteem. Growing up, not believing in myself. Growing up, not knowing the potential of who I was. Not knowing I could be a man and a husband and a father. Not believing that those things were for me. Being introduced to lust at a young age, which opened the door to so many other things that I didn't even have to deal with. These are the things that I dealt with. And now, God's showing me how that because I went through those things, I have authority over it. So now, to be able to have a nonprofit where I help young people, to where I be able to focus on getting housing and things, to be able to help people into their next and to have transitional homes and to help veterans and people who are just being treated wrongly, all the things that I've been through, I'm able to now give it back. So you want to learn how to make an impact? What is in your life that has been more of an inconvenience to you, or more of a bad thing, quote unquote, to you, or more of something that has been a failure, or something that you have deemed unworthy? That is what qualifies you. I know it's weird. I know it's so weird, but that is what qualifies you. To be able to push past it. My father died from alcohol poisoning. When he died, I stopped having the taste for it. And I was just talking to my sister about it. Yeah, I have a glass of wine every now and then because you guys know I'm a homestead. I make wine, all of that. So every now and then I want to taste wine. I have a glass. I want to see how things are going, all of that. But outside of that, I'm not really for it anymore because I don't want that to continue to go down my cycle, my generation. How does this go with your business? How does this go with the things that people aren't telling you? I know I got all this stuff that I talked about, but understanding, it's all back to personal development. Understanding that if you don't care for you, if you don't pay attention to you, if you don't make sure that you are in a right, clear space, everything that flows out of you is going to be what it is. If you aren't consistent, everything out of you won't be consistent. If you aren't truthful, everything out of you won't be truthful. If you can't clearly communicate and ex discuss what you want and your expectations, all of those things are going to happen. You're scared to confront and to talk about certain things. People come to all my employees, they come to me. Some of them, they go on breaks, they go on little hiatus where they don't want to talk, they don't want to do stuff and all that. That's fine. And when they come back, they're always like, "I'm so glad you didn't take things personal." Why would I? I've been doing everything I need to do. I've been paying you. I've been doing everything. Why would I take this personal? If you can't clearly communicate it, you're not clearly an adult. Adults communicate. Adults express what their feelings are. Lord Jesus, why am I on this? Get off my live. Whoever's on here pulling me for that, get off my live, because y'all steering the conversation different. We're talking about the 10 things they didn't tell you when growing in business. Okay, you guys, so we got to understand everything. If you haven't already, thanks for tuning in and being this long. We've been on for almost 45 minutes, you guys. This is awesome. I love you guys. If you haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe and share this. I'm going to be on just a little bit longer. I have to go get my son from school soon. Be intentional, be integral, grow your digital real estate. Learn how to put in the work now. Be disciplined. At church, our elders, Elder Scotts, the Scotts, they really spoke a strong word. And one of the scriptures that they gave talked about how discipline produces righteousness and peace. And I really loved that because when you discipline yourself, it produces a peace in you that you've probably been looking for. And 2017, 2018, that was my first goal. That was my first thing. I wanted to discipline myself. And because I disciplined myself, I'm now able to discipline my business. If you can control your stomach, you can control anything. If you can control your food and your consumption, you can control anything. Trust me. You can tell that no, you can tell anything no. So I'm grateful for discipline. This is going to take discipline for your business. It's going to take you establishing systems. It's going to take you wanting more. It's going to take believing that you can have more. Okay? This is what it's going to take for your business. These are the things they don't tell you. They don't tell you how you're going to be staying up all night working on your logistics and working on paperwork and working on contracts. Every person that you hire, they need a full written out communications. They need a plan, a package. Are you paying them? If you're not paying them, what are you doing? People need to have clear communications. This is what I'm talking about. All of these things you got to put, all of these things you got to do, all of these things you got to have out there, because if not, people will go wandering and meandering, and then you leave room for interpretation. I hate that word. I hate that phrase. Oh. My therapist talked to me about that because I was having some, some life problems, some marriage problems, whatever. But when you aren't clearly communicative, you leave room for interpretation. So you have to be clear, okay? Like I said, I'm gonna get up out of here. It is 3:30. I love you guys. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing. If you have any more questions, any more concerns, if this sparked any questions within you, let's continue this conversation. Go ahead and comment in the group. Like and subscribe. If you're on our YouTube, like and subscribe and comment and share this with a family and friend. If you haven't already, go ahead and join our Patreon. So we have three different levels for our Patreon, you guys. We have our dollar. You can just support us for a dollar, give us a dollar, that's fine. Or you have $15 where you can join our permaculture elite, $15 a month. You can learn how to cull chicken, how to garden things. You can learn different principles, how to grow gardens, garden beds, horticulture, guilds, everything, the different zonings, all of those things are there for 15. Then we have $34.99, which is our Muggle University. It's more of a conglomerate of more of all business, God, and family. Okay? Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't, like I said, like and subscribe. Love you.